Bless his heart. Bless his heart.
Children, welcome to the program. It's Friday night. The chat is already members only, so go ahead and grab a membership. $1.99 lets you watch live. Look at this guy. Look at this guy. Rover. You heard of this guy, Rover? 20 gifted memberships out of them gates. It's amazing. It's amazing. And what do you know? What do you know? Just happens to be tonight's executive producer. Look how that works out, huh?
You know!
We got a fish lunch.
If you buy everybody a fish lunch, it's pretty good. Anyway, thank you, Rover. Always generous with the member champs and the... Somebody sent me an email today about Lance. Oh, baby boy Lance. LNN. Are you familiar? It's probably the most... It's the news of note in the Dabbleverse. LNN. Anyway, I want everybody to know that I understand what's happening, and I fill an hour a day yelling at everybody in the chat, and not once have I ever thought about attacking Lance or really mad at Lance. Again, I understand. I understand what a troll is. I get it. I do. I need you to know that I love it. I love it. Moody and I love arguing on the show. We love to make it uncomfortable as fuck. We talk about it all the time. We giggle. You wait till Moody's on the show for a week. I think Moody's coming on the 27th to Vegas, I hope. And then, he'll be on the show hopefully Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. We'll do a show because we probably are not going to be doing a show Friday because it's what we call in the business go day. Go day. Anyway, I have no ill will against... Somebody said that I banned Lance or something. Just calm down. Calm down. Jesus Christ. Can we... I think Moody made a Stevie Lou voice, but I don't think it's very good. Needs some work. The sample sounded like dog shit. But, you know, we hated the Stuttering John one at first, and now it somehow has, like, become Stuttering John. Anyway, I'll forget to talk about it again, but I don't need to talk. There's no problem with Lance. Like, what's wrong with everybody? We're fine. Everything's fine. And by the way, you know, Lance seems like a level-headed individual who runs a reputable news agency, so trust me. I've rethought everything today, and I'll be sending an edible arrangement to Steel Toe. Post haste to apologize for everything I've ever done.
My wife is terrified of the threats we have received. You would not believe it. She was called a manor puss. A nanner puss. You're in on this too, Melton. Hiding behind your Discord mod, Ian Hawk.
I see, it needs more emotion. I guess the base tonality is there, but it definitely needs way more volatility and emotion to it, you know? Right now it's a little stale. if you will.
Melton, what you don't understand is Ian Hawke is the head of the Hawkettes, a ruthless terrorist organization determined to rule the world. I've contacted Mr. Venmo and filed a complaint with the elders of the internet. This is my weef.
It might be like everything else. We're going to have to learn how to, like, tune it like an instrument. You guys will have to learn how to use it. But either way, you know. Oh, my God. Jesus Christ. So I guess Oh, my God. Okay, sorry about that. I got really sidetracked in a loop. As usual, I'm high. Kevin Brennan's going to hate that. He's going to hate that. But we're going to go members only, so it's not going to matter. And we all know Kevin Brennan will never spend the $2 it takes to be a member of this program. Anyway, I think that we got to just get... we got to tune that Stevie Lou voice a little bit. It's just not quite there. Stevie Lou texted me, by the way, during the show, a screenshot of the Venmo insult, of the famous Venmo insult that we've all been... that he's panicked about, going on shows and screaming about. Ian Hawke requests $999,999. Already funny. Sorry, already funny. And then it says, how is something doing? I don't know if that's his wife's name or what. I really don't. I imagine that's what it is, or he wouldn't be freaking. How are they do? How's your wife right? Basically what it says is, how's your wife right now? Hope she's safe. That's all it says. That's all it says. How's your wife right now? Hope she's safe. So Stevie Lou sends me that, and then he says, this is not a joke or an insult. This is a threat. How are you? Hope you're safe. Give me $1 million. You know, Austin Powers style. This is not a joke, Your Honor. He tried to get me to send him $1 million and ask me if my wife was safe. That's a literal threat. This is literally violence. You sound like every teen girl. I mean, again, no one would even know about this. What are you? Delete it and move on. Do you know how many joke Venmo requests I get? Delete it and move on. Everybody's going, is she okay? That's literally the joke, I think. It's literally like what he was doing. Is your wife okay? I hope she's safe. Because nobody's fucking with your wife. That was the joke. It was literally satire. As punctuated by the request for $999,000. $999. I mean, what's going on? We've got to really dial it in here. And again, is it too far? Yes. I don't approve of it. Knock it off. Leave him alone. I've said that to everybody. I've told everybody, leave Stevie Lou alone. Jesus Christ. I can't control Ian Hawke. He's got a lot of time on his hands, along with guacamole. That's an old one for people in the know. But, you know, I mean, he drinks a lot, and he loves the internet, and he's good at the internet. And luckily, everyone's a fucking emotional knee-jerk nut. So he's learned to troll. He's learned to troll. And again, I rue the day he turns on me. You don't think I know it's coming? I'm not retarded. The ones who get so close. He sends me $3,000 a month. $3,000 a month. Somebody said. So, you know, they get so close and then they attack. So I can't imagine when he starts Venmo requesting me and asking how my wife is. Believe me, the sheriff will find out. It will. I'll stick that phone on a copy machine at the grocery store or at the FedEx Kinkas. I'll be down at the police station going, he said, hope your wife's safe. That's a literal threat, officer. And the officer will go, do you know what a threat is? And I'll go, No. Are these lollipops free? And then I'll run out the door. How much time does everyone have? I mean, it really, like, it goes to show how little adversity you've faced in your life. And, you know, like how much free time you have and how little, you know, we're supposed to believe he doesn't have a place to live and he could be getting a divorce. Like, these are serious milestone life issues. And he's also, but he's also like, this is not a joke. This request for $1 million. It's like, Jesus Christ. I'm pretty sure. Hey, Stevie. I've been out of comedy for a while. I think it might be a joke. I think it might be a joke. I don't think he's threatening your wife. And I also don't think he thinks you're going to send him $1 million. It might be a joke. Hold on, people are saying, I have herpes now. What? What? The Venmo request is coming from inside the house. You guys, are you saying I don't have any? What are you? Whoa, 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 whoa. Sometimes I bite my lip and I'll, you know, that's the most of, I ever hurt my lip. I never get big old shiner honkers on there. So easy with that. Let's not start rumors. Let's not Photoshop. Let's not. Here it comes. Let's not Photoshop big blisters on my lips. Do you need me to pose? Okay. You'll have your fun. See? See? And people will probably send me that photo and Venmo request money for it. Oh, okay. Some people were saying I had. The great YouTube sore contagion of 2024. Yeah, what is going on? Because it is weird. It is weird.
Patrick, you don't know shit. You think you have this universe figured out. Got people on your Discord organizing violence on yours truly. We got people like Ricky Bev that want my life to expire. We got people like Misfit cracking jokes about my teeth. It's absurd. Jerry only wishes he had a lick of talent that the Disco Biscuits have. I'm working, Pat. Wink, wink.
Everything is literally like he said. And it's like, yeah. Yeah, man. I can't keep up with people saying stuff. I can't imagine. I literally, I'm not kidding you. People think I'm kidding. I have no idea what this Kenyatta Walker thing is. I have no idea what's going on. I have no idea why Stevie's mad. I have no idea why Ray's mad. Let me summarize what I think's going on, and you tell me how close I am. Stevie got attacked by this guy. The guy got arrested. The guy got out. I think the MLC legend guy got in touch with this Kenyatta Walker guy somehow and got him on Ray's show. I don't know why. I guess Stevie's mad because he's like, hey, man, like, that's fucked up. That's the guy that hurt me. Is that it? What? There's no, nobody did anything illegal. Nothing was inappropriate. I don't understand what's going on. So that's my understanding of it all. I have no idea. I have no idea. Ray's not in trouble for anything. Ray's not in danger of being trouble for anything. What am I missing? What did Ray do? What did Kevin do? Then he got arrested again? How? For what? Jesus Christ. Yeah, I have no idea. If anybody wants to TLDR it like I'm five. Too long didn't read like I'm five? I gotta get out of this world.
Hold on, hold on. Why do seagulls fly over the sea? If they flew over the bay, they would be bagels. Ha 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 ha. Come on, Kevin. Come on.
Don't do jokes, Stevie.
See, the Kevin's perfect. Maybe, and the Stevie one's growing on me. The more I hear it, the more it sounds like Stevie.
Don't mess with me, Melton. I'm an absolute badass. Get some.
Hey, buddy.
It needs some tweaking. I think Moody's asleep. He's in New York. It's late. But it does need some tweaking.
I had a great conversation with Dirty Dalish last night.
Oh, God.
I got 1 year free to her OnlyFans. I am just now discovering my sexuality.
Bless your heart, you sweet, innocent man. Dirty Dalish is wicked and will turn you away from the Lord.
Yeah, Dirty Dalish is trouble. Stay away. Nobody wants any of that. Get out of town.
You got to get angry and unhinged, like me. I'm an unstable lunatic. I have no control over my emotions because I'm a giant baby with a behavioral disorder. Fuck you, dog. Fuck Zendata Mendata. He hit me with a nunchuck. I'm so mad, my wife.
Yeah, it's like I guess people do this when their relationship's in trauma. Maybe he's like attacking me and lashing out at me. And Ian Hawk, like, overly white knighting for his wife. Like, your wife doesn't have any idea that you were sent a Venmo request asking if she's safe. Delete it and move on with your Netflix movie. What's going on? What's the problem? Get back to your bong. What are you upset about? Again, it's like Kafer. What if these guys didn't smoke weed? How insane would they be? And I know you guys all think I'm nuts because I yell. It's like, I really don't. Not even like steel toe where for real, I do carry it. These aren't personal battles. I don't. April and Aaron have a real relationship. So that, of course, that carries outside the show. I haven't thought about Stevie Lou since I left this morning. I went out to lunch with Chef. I had a delicious country fried steak. I'm getting fatter and fatter by the moment. It's fucking great. Shout out to Black Bear Diner. Locations all over the Vegas Valley. Stop in. And then I came home and took a nap. I didn't see 1 minute of MLC. I didn't work this afternoon like I said I was gonna. Was going to have the tickets for the virtual streaming stuff up tonight. I didn't. It's all built. I need to test it. Need to run through some tests. But that should be on sale later tonight when I get done with this. If I haven't had too much Jesus juice. JK, I don't really drink. I've been thinking about Stevie all day. No way. It was on your subconscious, maybe, but then again, I can't even imagine about controlling that. I imagine everything's on my subconscious. I was trying to solve a chat room. I have like 7 different options to put chat rooms for the live stream. I want to use YouTube chat just cause it's easy and embeddable, but I had an issue with that. And it took me like 3 days to solve. And I was racking my brain. I know I was thinking about that in my subconscious. So I think you can't help but be mulling over. If you're an intelligent person, and I'm very, very genius level, you know, very, very, I'm one of the best radio guys. And no, so yeah, like I just thought of something, like not even working on the issue, and then went and tried it and it worked. But a lot of problems. You know, like when you can't think of a word or something because you're trying to think too hard of it, and the minute you stop trying to think of it, it comes to you. You have like a background process running or some shit. I don't know how it works, man. Kyle Lakey says he's FKA mommy's next boy toy, which is pretty hot. She's sending you vids too? This guy. Slayer. No thanks. Beloved Chatter. Fugazi waiting room for obvious reasons. Come on, man. Beloved Chatter had a good one this morning about the about the digital ambassador. Boy, Johnny Rockwell's gonna be chomping my chorns for weeks. Crop top. Thank you for no thoughts at all. Wow, is that a Shriner? Pretty cool. Are you in Mensa too, Melton? No, absolutely not. I'm a buffoon. I don't know anything. But I do think I'm smarter than most of the people in this Dabble Con. What is it? But that's not saying much. You know, imagine me like taking a rung above Joey C. It's like, well, yeah. My spawn have never stabbed me, if that's what you're asking. If that's what you're saying, you know. Hold on. I wouldn't be thinking about him, but Ian Hawks and he and I had Eiffel Tower with Stevie's what? Come on, man. See, this is what, Stevie, you flinched, you fucking idiot. Like, I mean, just like, stop. How does a troll not know how trolls work? Remember when Stevie Lou was like doing this big elaborate troll on everybody, but he executed it so poorly, nobody understood it was a troll. And then he lost all of his close friendships in the Dabbleverse. People he had really met. People like he really got along with, who liked him and had his back. Remember? But now he has KB, who's a celebrity and definitely keeps his word and never throws anybody under the bus. So I guess he showed us.
This AI voice shit stops post-haste, Patrick. My family's in imminent danger from the Hawkettes. $1 million ransom is serious shit.
My husband, the great Africa Kenyatta, is being held as a political prisoner for fending off this aggressive homosexual's advances.
Jesus Christ, is that true? Well, we've all been there. We've all had a monster. Did you hear about this? iCloud is like restoring people's nudes from years ago that were deleted. And some of them even on phones that have been wiped. Like this guy like wiped his phone and sold it to his friend. And now his friend is getting his nudes from like 10 years ago popping up on the phone. And then people, they're like being restored to people's camera rolls. That's fucking hilarious. And they're showing up as like recents. So good luck, everyone. Good luck. So I keep all my dick pics siloed. Yeah, I don't know. Google it. It's like, it's happening. It's happening. It's like the fappening, but for real though. Like there's actually a bug. They're saying it's with iOS 17.05 or 17.5 or something. So just don't update to that. I don't know. Google it. I just saw it before I started the show. But it sounds like a fun bug for people. I started watching that Ashley Madison documentary on Netflix. Ooh. Some YouTuber, I guess. Some Christian like YouTuber and his wife. Like their whole life got wrecked. This dude was like thinking about cheating and never did. But he had like registered an account and deleted it. And then like their relationship got way better and like things were good for years. And they had more kids. It's insane. It's great. Go watch it. You're going to love the way you look. Can we get into some we got to go back, I think. Everyone says we got to go back and watch that last show with April again. I agree. There was something that burst at the seams. Something really happened. And, oh no. Where's my mouse? Oh, let's catch up with the membership. Jesus Christ. FKA Mommy gifting a membership tonight. Thank you very, very much. From Europe, I assume. I don't know what that means. Milk Grape Ultra? What is that? What is it? Milk Duck? I can't tell what this emoji is. It's grapes over here, but it looks like a duck over there. Or a banana. Or a sandwich. My eyesight's got to be... I'm blind now. Provo PM gifting 5 Nobody Likes Onions memberships. Thank you very much.
YOLO!
Ah. Flex gifting a membership. Thank you very much. 47 memberships tonight. Jesus Christ, already. Gummo Dude, member for 10 months. Most epic line ever. Fish lunch or can April fly solo? Ugh. I have a feeling first of all, he said today that April sent him a message saying, you know, I heard you're saying like bad things about me. What are you saying? So we got to be getting to April before that ink gets on that paper. She needs to rethink things, get a different lawyer. Let's drain this man's pockets. We gonna raise the goal. Don't worry about it. We're gonna get that goal raised up good. For sure, for sure. Anyway, thank you, Flex 16 and Gummo Dude. I don't know. Baby Satchmo gifted 5 Nobody Likes Onions memberships. Thank you very much. Fucking great. And then I got Rover already with the 20. Fucking awesome. Mike Cutts coming in. Whoever the fuck that is. I'm not sure I like it when new people give us vast amounts of money, but we'll put you on our list. For sure. For sure. What list, you ask? Oh, this one. This is a list of people who give us money and dollars and, money and big amounts of money and dollars and stuff. And you'll be on it now, Mike Cutts. Mike Cunt. Crop Top, thank you for the 10. We already did that. Kyle Lakey, a new member. Thank you, Johnny Arcade. Probably not your real name, I'd wager. And Dell Dog gifting 10 memberships. Jesus Christ.
This is going great.
Dell Dog. I think he's already on our list, but we'll put him down for good measure along with Sharon T and all the others. These nerds. These fucking nerds. Dell Dog also with a super short saying, I caught the earlier show a while ago and saw the stool toe herp part. It's going to be a good summer. I mean, it's just getting. Again, this guy's never, ever, ever admitted an L, but every day it's something else. You think it can't get funnier. It literally is. It's like he's hired ILM to come in and do the effects and write the storyline. Like, what's going on? Patrick ILM doesn't handle writing. Shut the fuck up. I know, nerds. Most people are going, Patrick, what's ILM? It's 3 of the letters in film or phlegm. Z, Greenberg. Oh, God. Oh, God. It's going to be a Wawa summer. Do I have that in my board yet? Wawa summer? Why not? It's a Wawa summer. I thought that I had put that in there. I thought I had programmed it. I thought I had made it a button. Jesus Christ. I got to get my life together. Too high for most of this. Hold on, I did have it. We played it recently. That's it.
It's classic summer. Oh, it's classic summer. Whoa, it's classic summer. Whoa, whoa, hokey fest. It's a classic summer.
Now we've got it. Again, you say?
It's classic summer. Oh, it's classic summer. Whoa, it's classic summer. The wild, wild hokey fest. It's a classic summer.
So we've got it. Don't tell me we don't have it. Don't tell me we don't have it. By the way, we haven't plugged it in a while, but have you guys been on the Discord? Grab the Discord. Discord.gg/NLO. Join up now. It's free. It's fun. We're doxing Stevie Lou's wife.
That, oh, Milton's Discord.
Yep. That's what we're doing over there. Discord.gg/NLO. One more time. The stuff you'll find is.
That, oh, Milton's Discord.
Really good. It's really good, and people are loving. Oh, God. That's what you're missing over there in Chadtown. What the fuck? All right, let's watch Can April Fly Solo. Let's go back. Apparently, hold on. Steel Toe. Moody said there's a script that you can use to download all of a channel's YouTube videos. Does anybody have the storage to do that? That'd be... He's going to start culling April shit for sure. If new women start seeing how he treated that woman, yikes. Three months ago was the fight where I said, she gone. She gone. And now, oh boy. Now he keeps bringing Jesse P.S. on for ideas. And again, he's so condescending. He's looking down on Jesse P.S. It's like, Jesus Christ. Jesse P.S. has been funny before. We're waiting on Aaron. We're waiting on Aaron. Aaron does one-liners after every chat. Oh, God. Buck Naked says, I'm a fucking idiot. I got to leave for work in 4 hours. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And you're like a metal fabricator, right? I still got to get with you about this sign. A new sign for the NLO studio. We're redoing the whole studio. Just kidding. Can you imagine? Why? I'm not that desperate. It looks cool. It does need some repairs done. And I got to do that before Moody gets here. It's embarrassing. This whole area has boxes and shit stacked up for Hackamaniacon. Hackamaniacon. I told Liam he could have a ticket to come troll Ray. I think Liam trolls Ray well. And anything that we can make Ray squirm and uncomfortable the whole weekend. And everyone, just keep buying Ray drinks, please. Please, please, please. Even if Ray has a beer, he'll two-fist. He will. He's like Stuttering John. Just keep pouring it down him. His show's early. It's at 2:30. Or sorry, it's at 3 p.m. on Saturday. And we're going to open the doors at 2 p.m. So, please, please, please get him hammered. By midnight, you know, on the Tukey wrap-up show, I want him on stage revealing all those secrets. Come on. Come on. Mike Cutt says, I'm a Carl guy. Won't be in Vegas. I will be in Rochester. Can't hurt ya. To know a sheriff of 26 years, love ya, Pat. What kind of love? I'm talking here. Aloha, are you? Hi, Flat Cat. Kraut Cat. Jesus Christ, apologies for that misunderstanding. Beloved Chatter, who's arbitrarily switches between super chats and super tips. I love it. Keep me on my toes. Unless one of you is fake. Best undercovered steel toe gag is April saying she felt bait and switched when Aaron used Blue Chew the first time, but forever after couldn't deliver it. Yeah, that was a good one. We covered it. How do you undercover? Undercover. Okay. Good Chad song.
You do not talk to me like that. I work too hard to deal with this stuff. I work too hard. I'm a pro broadcaster. I talk to 200 people every morning. I drive a Buick Lucerna. Very cool.
Careful, Mubi. That Lucerne shall be mine. No payments. My lawyer is from Recchietta Law. I'm taking everything. You don't want the video from the Pure Pleasure Swingers Club getting out.
Jesus. And what if April, like, had some vindication and hired Rakeda, and they just fucked him? What if Rakeda ended up with ownership of the Steel Goo Morning 2? W-Man, member for 14 months. How are you? I'm good. How are you, feller? Drowny McKill a listener. Sounds ominous. The NLO Steel Toe playlist is cool to watch again. Yeah, I imagine. I don't want to watch my playlist of me covering stuff, but I am interested in going back over stuff. If that makes sense. It's just wild that 45 days ago, April was on the show, you know? It's just nuts. It's wild that last week, people said, is April in the house? He said, we knew because he wasn't saying it. You know, he has come around to saying we're getting divorced. He has come around to saying the words. In the beginning, it felt like a bit because he wouldn't say the words, you know. Oh, God. Can April be pretty cool? Let's see. I don't know.
Okay. Hello. Howdy, everybody. Good evening. Please, somebody put in the chat if you can hear me or not. I have still yet to take the class from Aaron Imholt on how to start these shows. So this is going to be a...
Oh, no. When do classes start? Fuck. She never even graduated. Fuck.
Cold open. I see MSO can see me.
Tightening the knobs.
This must be good. As you can see, Aaron is not here yet. He absolutely might be.
Oh, I forgot already about the sing-songy shit. Dime card says 229. She spun out. Let's do it. Let's mix it up. Fuck yeah. I don't care. Let's go 229. Let's go back a little farther into the chambers and see the crystal ball holds. 229. Ooh. Did we watch that one? Okay, here we go.
Says the new Walking Dead, Rick Grimes.
Oh, God, she looks rough. Fuck. We watched 5 minutes of this. Holy shit, she looks rough. Good call, man. February 29th, what day of the week was this? It's the Black Jacket She Just Came Home show. Oh, fuck.
Good morning to you. Hello.
No, it's not. It's not. It's not the Black Jacket Just Came Home show.
It's this.
What?
The Steel Toe Morning Show. Literally the first word I heard from April all morning.
First word I heard from April all morning.
No, I said, uh-oh.
Just a slow grumble of worry into the microphone.
So they don't wake up together.
Welcome to the program. It's the Steel Toe Morning Show. I'm Aaron. That's April.
Morning.
I swear to God, she's here because she wants to be. She would blink twice if she was...
Fuck the looks! The looks. Open your book.
Chained up.
Literally said, uh-oh, because of my hair.
I'm just saying that if anyone wants to accuse me of keeping her hostage, not yet. I haven't resorted to that quite yet. Maybe someday, but not yet. Haven't had to quite yet. Welcome to the program. We've got a great one for you today. I don't know. We'll see. I'm going to try my best. We'll see if I've got a great one for you. We're starting with a dead guy. That's probably not the best.
No.
You probably don't want to start with a dead guy. And, you know, the worst part is it's a dead guy that I have to pretend I liked. I hate that when people die.
What is he doing? Oh, no.
And you have to pretend like they were as awesome.
She's such a good broadcaster. She covers for him while he's doing this.
Is everyone saying they are? And you're like, I didn't really like that guy. I didn't dislike him. I didn't think he, like, it's not like people are going to pretend Cosby was awesome when he dies and I have to pretend he wasn't a grapist. Like, it's not that bad. It's just like everyone's like, oh, man, this guy was so good.
Imagine saying grapist for the sole reason that you think rapist isn't allowed on YouTube.
And I know that everybody's just saying he was so good because a lot of people are going to say he's so good, and that those people didn't really think he was so good. And so that's a problem for me. I feel remarkably dishonest.
No, no.
You said the secret word. So Richard Lewis died at 76 years old, and I thought he was okay. His whole gimmick was he was a super neurotic Jew on a show about neurotic Jews. So I didn't.
That checks out.
Richard Lewis didn't really stand out.
Is she not wearing her wedding ring? This is boring so far.
To me. That's all. Let's see what you guys are up to. It is our final YouTube show of the week. We've got Rumble Friday tomorrow. I think I'm going to have April do Rumble Friday.
That's my name.
I think I have to, because I got an earful from Vadam earlier this week. Vadam told me, I wasn't at Rumble Friday last week because I thought it was going to be Gino, and I don't want to watch Rumble Friday when it's Gino. So I went, okay, maybe I'll give Gino a little bit of a break. And we'll keep...
She can't stop touching her hair. I hate her.
Damn happy. But then again, there's some people like Deadpool who want to watch Rumble Friday when Gino's on. So I have to strike a cautious balance between the two. Let's talk about what you guys are talking about. Then we'll get into our stuff this morning. Fauci's Pangolin says, who's the babe? Well, not me.
For people who, you know, I was talking about how all he does is look at his chat and read one line of his chat and then respond one line, read one line of chat, respond one line, read one line of chat. That's his whole show now. Go back when we found him. He used to say, like, guys, I don't have time to read the chat. We're doing a pro fun show. Like, I don't read the chat. I can't keep up with the chat. And then once the hate started overcoming the love, he couldn't keep his eyes off the chat. And that's when it turned. It didn't happen back when the Chad stuff was going on. He used to not even read or care about the chat. And then it became so much that he would read the chat and he would take the reprieve of any moment. They would go after April instead of him, or a co-host instead of him, to join the chat and pile on to April or the co-host. Because he gets it relentlessly. So he takes any opportunity to pile on with his chat.
Somebody says, look, a spider on air. What days are spider day? Like, how do I avoid the spider? First of all.
Look at her.
When I went in for my.
Holy shit. Yeah, I think we have to watch her, not him. She was the key all along. I was right. Zooming in like this. Remember when you thought it was because I wanted to fuck? You got those sad eyes. Don't be discouraged, girl. You realize you know it takes courage. You're in Minnesota pretending you're a radio gal, but you farm girl at heart. You belong in a woods, tree stand shooting does. You belong in a woods, tree stands. That's where we love hoes, cause don't be afraid to let Mubi go. You don't wanna know.
What was that?
I forgot the name of the song.
Last haircut. They left the front way too long.
I got really high and forgot the name of the song.
I had them trim it down once, and they trimmed it down, and I kind of had that attitude of, fuck it, that's fine. Just okay.
Fuck, dude.
I got it. You don't want to go as short as I do. I hate that. I hate when they think they know your hair.
So this is 1 month before the end, exactly.
Hair better than you do. You know, they cut it up, they do their thing, and then I go, that's way too long. We need to go shorter in the front. And then they go like, just take a little bit And I'm like, I'm not going to ask twice.
You got to use something that's not so thick and gel-like. And you got
powdery?
Got to not clump it together. It needs to be something.
Yeah, you got to chop it up.
Something that's like doesn't look wet.
Check. April does not look wet. Okay.
You got to like just spike it, not have it string over.
Broadcast gold.
That's all.
So it's my fault.
You literally asked what you can do. That's it.
They need to cut it shorter when I ask them to cut it shorter. Tin Man Taylor says, hey, your voice doesn't sound like you're drowning in pudding. Yeah, I'm a little better today. It's growth by inches, like it has been every goddamn day with this thing. I can feel the tickle in my throat, but the
they were both on something. She was sick for 2 months. 2 months of a sinus infection. Look at her eyes darting around while he lies to his audience about it being a sick. He's sick.
Goddamn day with this thing. I can feel the tickle in my throat.
She hates being a part of this lie, but this is their life now.
But the cough isn't coming every time like it always does. So maybe that's better. We'll see. Fauci's Pangolin says, I better fucking laugh.
Her micro smile. Did you see her little micro smile curl up?
Let's see. Fauci's Pangolin says, I better fucking laugh.
Almost, Ape. Almost. Jesus.
I mean, you don't need to. I'll try to do a good show.
It's true that you should laugh.
I mean, don't threaten.
And she frowns. The RBF is real.
Me. That doesn't. Now look. Now my shoulders are tight. Now I'm nervous. Now I'm thinking, oh, shit.
Mom's spaghetti.
Shit. What if Fauci's Pangolin doesn't laugh today? And then I'm a piece of shit. Ooh, KSA is back.
Are you watching these little micro smiles she does? Jesus.
Oh, shit. What if Fauci's Pangolin doesn't laugh today? And then I'm a piece of shit. Ooh, KSA.
Look at it. Watch it disappear immediately when I unpause it.
KSA is back. Everyone.
Fuck. Fuck. This is what she was bringing a month before.
Give money. KSA is here. He says, zero subs added in almost 12 minutes, months. How do you fail this bad? What do you mean? We're almost at 10-4.
12 minutes, months.
12 minutes. Bad. What do you mean? I'm added in almost 12 minutes, months. Money. Fauci's Pangolin doesn't laugh today. And then I'm a piece of shit. Ooh, KSA is back. Everyone give money. KSA is here. He says zero subs added in almost 12 minutes, months. How do you fail this bad? What do you mean? I'm.
You going after my man? Hey, bitch, you going after my man?
we're almost at 10-4.
12 minutes, months.
12.
By the way, we passed 12,000 today. Thank you so much. Jesus Christ. Hit the like button. Hit the subsist.
I'm sorry, KSA. I don't know what a minutes month is, but I do.
Yeah, so I can't answer your question. Another win for Steel 2.
You know that we're almost up to 10-4. That's pretty crazy.
That's pretty crazy. It took us 6 months to get from 9-9. To 10, and in 6 more months, we've gotten from 10 to 10-4. That's pretty crazy.
Only, we haven't even been on YouTube for 2 full years, and we're at 10-4. That's pretty fucking crazy. I know a lot of people who would kill for that number.
Yep, April's one of them. Look at her. Look at the elation.
KSA.
Yeah, I agree. I don't know who this KSA is.
Yeah, he's, I like him.
He's the guy who's still hanging around with your husband.
Because I very easily work him up. And I don't want to say too much. I don't want to give away the game. But we're going to see if we can work him up this morning a little bit. Annoyed Quick Trip Supervisor says, how much money did I win last night? Ooh, wasn't your day.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Wasn't your day.
Sorry.
KSA says, oh, here comes a fake Rumble dono. No, the Rumble donos aren't fake. The PayPal ones are, remember? Everybody send in your fake PayPal.
What is she doing?
PayPal donos. In fact, today we already have Sandy for $20.
Whoa! Everyone catch that? Holy shit. Her eyes just rolled back in her head. Did everyone see that?
Everybody send in your fake PayPal donos. In fact, today we already have.
Watch right here. Watch this. Whoa. 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 I don't even know what to say. I don't even know what to say. We were like, April's on drugs. He's like, that shit stops now. It's like, your girl's mershing out live. This girl's gone full mersh on us. Holy shit, Dewey Dembela. Did you see Dookie doing the, he was playing the guy from Child's Play? Holy shit. It happened so fast. If you weren't really watching, you miss it. But again, no one escapes this Melton Zoom. Holy shit. Look at this monster. Look at this monster. Beloved Chatter nailing it. There is no Dana. There is only Zool. Oh, my God. Nobody wants to be the Keymaster. Nobody wants to be the Keymaster. Jesus Christ.
April looks like a really cool bird today.
Jesus. Blink and you'll miss it.
Everybody send in your fake PayPal donos. In fact, today we already have Sandy for $20. And we have Trucker 18 Wheelers.
She might be rolling her eyes. Either way, it ain't good. You know, either way, it ain't good. Fuck.
Says fake dono for your wonderful side job. And throws us.
What's she reaching for? Her Narcan? What's she digging around for?
$5. Thank you very much, buddy.
Thank you.
Guys, we appreciate all of our fake PayPal contributions. It means a lot, and it helps keeps this show on the air. And we have, outside of that.
You know what she's doing? She's 28 or 29 or whatever. And she's going like, imagine doing this in 30 years. We'll be 60 and we'll be like trying to hit the goal.
It keeps the show going and it takes a smaller percentage.
She's like, yeah, I just got to nod along with these lies. Oh, fuck. This KSA guy is here. Holy shit. God, this has got to be like a flashback for you.
So that's pretty great. .. says, I like Gino and his pizza crust is the best. Fall in the.
That's about the most smile she's mustered all morning. But birds can't smile.
April looks like a really cool bird today.
Great, says, fuck Vadam. I want Uncle Gino. He'll be here. Eventually, he'll be here. Hulkamasha Baby says, I love Gino. Aaron just needs to
gas stations.
Keep his random yell rants to a minimum. What do you want from me? You want me to stop Gino?
A lot of Coca-Cola for a family with no dental. You know what I mean?
From ranting? Do you want me to stop Noah from building an ark?
I think if you like Gino, you just have to like all of him.
Do you want me to stop Yo-Yo Ma from playing the thing that Yo-Yo Ma, is he a cellist?
I have no idea.
The fuck?
I'm not cultured. Ew. Ew, David.
Does Yo-Yo Ma do? Pan flute, Yo-Yo Ma. Cellist.
I'm married to a guy who picks things out of his teeth and eats them live. Don't ask me about anything about Yo-Yo Ma or any Philharmonic.
Had it right.
Yes.
Fuck, I'm cultured. Citizen M says the new Walking Dead Rick Grimes spinoff is amazing. Yeah, they're still going with that, huh? They're still leaning into the whole Walking Dead thing.
You just covered Louis C.K. jerking off in a hotel room in earnest this week. This one's crazy. Is it?
Good for them, man. SC Motorsports says, stop putting cum in your hair. Don't fucking tell me. I don't tell you what to do.
Well, you did ask what you need to do to stop doing this hair.
But they should know by now that that's a no-go area. Stop putting cum in your hair. Look, reasonable suggestions, please. Reasonable. Don't tell me to stop putting cum in your hair. What? Dude, how fucking rude is that?
She thinks that, like, any... I mean, here's the facts, though. Here's the cold hard facts, Ape. And again, I don't think anybody should go after you or how you do. Like, really, she's the smart one for getting out of this. This stuff never goes away. This never goes away. No matter what job, you could work in an office, a factory, a retail store, Uber Eats. Everyone's going to know about this. Everyone at your work is going to know about this. Everyone will know about this. There's no way this doesn't get out to your entire workforce. It just will. All the videos of you talking about cum, all the videos of you dancing for money in your pantaloons. It's insane. It's insane. And I think she just started realizing that this year, but it's like, all these millennials are idiots. They've grown up with the internet, so they've been boiled along with the frog. I don't know the analogy, but the point is, they're the frog or they're the internet. Wait, is it the internet and the frog? No, it's the tortoise and the hare. But she's the internet. Wait, she's the frog on the internet. She's the worst frog on the internet. That's what I'm trying to say.
I ever tell you to do that? Like, stop doing something you love? Or would that... Yeah, exactly. Paul R. Nelson says, you can be like...
Would I ever tell you to stop doing something you love?
All your friends at the rallies you go to. Okay, I'm confused. Which rallies? Because I go to a lot of rallies now. I get accused of going to lots.
She's not participating at all. She's at least trying now a little bit.
Lots of different rallies. Which one is this? Is this the white supremacist one?
Yeah, probably.
Okay. All right. KSA says you were 10-3 last April. No, we weren't. We weren't even at 10 yet, buddy. But that's all right, KSA.
You're keeping real nice tabs, though.
Good job. He is. He's keeping good tabs. He's keeping good count. That's what a good fan does.
You're staying close to the show.
Hooters Girl says, stop gelling it. Use a different hair product, like a root plumbing powder. Advice from an ex-cosmetologist. This is not...
It says plumping.
This isn't a plumping powder. This isn't a gel.
It looks like one.
It's not. It's pomade.
Well, stop using that too, then. It's not good.
Stop using it. Aaron, how about this? How about we just cut short to this? Aaron, you're ugly. There's nothing we're going to be able to do for you. You're hideous. Your hair sucks. You're not good. Physically, you're remarkably unappealing. Learn to use your brain.
I think, like, ultimately what they broke about was, like, real-world shit. Drugs, sex, swinging, cheating, whatever it is. But that came about because of us. That came about because of the internet. We broke this couple. We broke Aaron as a masculine figure in his own home. And we'll do the same for his children when they become of age and start looking up these videos. You won't be able to Google Aaron M. Holt without these videos coming up. And I pity the day your children wade through the Steel Toe Shine Box series and watch how you destroyed your wife. Because the joy is gone from this woman. I mean, this is a month out. It's gone. Eviscerated. It's embarrassing.
That's probably the advice we need to go with this morning. Paul R. Nelson says, you mean it's not the fastest growing show on YouTube? Aaron would never lie to me. When have I said it was? You guys are autistic today. I'm really sorry about that.
Yeah, I'm so autistic. I asked you to bring my coffee cup down here without a mug. No, I literally don't have a mug. But I have coffee. I don't have a mug. That's fun.
April, save some stuff for the evening show. Jesus Christ. Holy shit. That's fun.
That's my autism.
Guys, show host, husband, failure. Both of them.
Well, I'm failing hard today.
Trucker 18 Wheeler. Yeah, I know. I heard. Trucker 18 Wheeler says,
I heard. I'm failing hard today. I heard. Why did he think this is the trench coat episode?
KSA Rumble grows and YouTube hates this show. That's true. Egg Picker says, LOL, you like someone, but their whole personality is bad. Okay. Well, you like someone, but their whole personality is bad.
What are you talking
about? I don't know. 199 from Hobo Chili says, your TC shirt looks like a skin-tight wetsuit. Thank you. Tin Man Taylor, Aaron's rants are the foundation of this show. That's what I hear. That's what I hear. Paul R. Nelson says, skinhead, shave your spider head. Well, which one is it? Am I a skinhead or do I have a spider head? You guys confuse the shit out of me because your messaging is so inconsistent. Aaron is part of the green movement. Recycling cum is good for the environment. This gigger nets it. Somebody says, tilt your head down. Let's see how far that hairline truly goes back. Like that. It's like that.
Here. See, she's starting to get happy because they're picking on him. This is where they were at. She's cheering up the more they pick on him. I mean, you can watch it happen. Well, I mean, she's starting to smile.
Stop teasing your bangs, of course. Try Sambo's Brill Cream and Axe. That's funny.
Look at that. She's starting to cheer up. My husband is a dork. Things are getting brighter.
Oh, when you make when you make me laugh, that hurts.
I think you can legally send help if a woman makes this face into a camera.
One of those days.
See, she's elated now. Why did I say elated twice today?
Oh.
My word of the day calendar.
I would interject, but you're trying to say something.
Nobody.
Must have seen it somewhere, and I can't stop saying it.
Nobody cares about me. Egg Picker says, you never said it's the fastest growing show, just the show was growing. I mean, literally, that's all it needs to do. All right, KSA, I've had a...
She's pretty.
About enough of you. You're done for today.
I think anybody can have any opinion. I've always said that in the chat. All right, you're out of here, buddy. Imagine paying attention to your chat.
Jake Hudson says, I thought this was the morning show, not the evening show. Oh, my God, Jake, nice spot, buddy.
I would have never seen that.
Holy shit, Jake Hudson with the save. By the way, did you guys know that Jake Hudson's sister died?
Yeah, days ago.
Yeah, he just came in and said that shit in the chat.
Mm-hmm.
Apropos of nothing, Jake Hudson just came in. He went, hey, guys, my sister died. And I did the thing everybody does when people do that shit. I went, that's real. Because now you've put people in a weird spot. Because now.
Whoa, where's she going? Ooh. What a pretty, pretty lady.
The divorce was brought on by Aaron catching April sucking on my fat shithole in the kitchen while I was watching Friday the 13th Part 6 on my Kindle.
She's one of his three Patreons, right, Cor?
I have realized we are all just energy and matter is not real. When I wept at the spoon scene of The Matrix, I became aware that the hawk was not a harbinger, but a sign from God.
Do you think I have gone down deeper into drugs or am getting myself clean? Short answer, Nick and Devin and I have been having a lot of fun in the hot tub. Also, I am eating maple candy bacon. Wink, wink, it's the street name for meth.
Jesus Christ. April and I made maple candy bacon, and I've been caramelizing onions like the Dickens.
Poor Ape. Looks like she had a hard night and very little sleep.
She's had a hard Ape's night. And she's been sucking on a hog. A hard Ape's night. And when I come home to you, all that you want to do is another stupid show. It's fucking steel toe. Okay. Kraut Cat, I'll never hear it's time for a movie and the scrimp ever again. This is the saddest part. I'm going to cry. No, we do have that supercut. Who made that? I forget. I don't know where that went. We do have that supercut. Was it Greg Edwards or somebody like that? Gummy chain mail? Beloved chatter, there is no April Onlys. Yeah, that was well-timed. That's why I read it immediately. I knew it mattered then. The Ghetto Basement. Can a look say I hate my life anymore? She's like, I'm not even 30 and we're struggling to meet this goal. And like, she can't tell him, like, this isn't the way. Like, everyone knows this isn't the way to do it. Everyone knows this isn't the way to do this show. Except him, and he won't change. He just won't change. Thank you, Ghetto Basement. That's the Steel Toe H-Bomb.
Yep.
Fucking hell.
Oh, they have to say I'm sorry. And they have to acknowledge your loss, otherwise they're going to feel like shit. But you also,
it's almost being like selfish and making it about you.
In a way, she's fine.
Yeah, actually, her problems are over.
Her problems are done with. Warren is part of the Green Movement. Stole that from Gino.
Yeah, we know.
That's.
Well, I've heard that word only 3 million times since.
What?
Clips, what do we got?
Aaron is part of the Green Movement. Recycling cum is good for the environment. This gigger nets it. Aaron.
See? Stole that from Gino.
Yeah, we know.
That.
See? See? He always makes a joke and then asks everybody if they saw it. See? Huh? See what I did there?
Well, I've heard that word only 3 million times since meeting him.
No, Gino sounds really cool. Oh, the guy who says the N-word all the time. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Los Federales says, Aaron, I have the same issue as you when it comes to hair. Look up Suavecito pomade firm clay. It adds volume and doesn't clump your hair. Thank you.
I'm kind of a metrosexual guy.
For bringing that up respectfully. Let's go to, I lost it again, son of a bitch. On the bright side, your hairline, you have a half mohawk already if you wanted that, says somebody. Thanks, buddy. That's actually very positive.
That's true.
Jake Hudson says, I agree with Lemmy.
Whoa. Okay, it's not. I thought for a minute she might have done that thing where she was digging in her purse and you go like, where is it? Where you're rolling your eyes back in your head looking at your purse. She just had another marsh out. She just did it again. Did everybody catch it? She marshed out again. Fuck. You're right. You're right. It's happening. Holy shit. Watch. Watch.
Thanks, buddy. That's actually very positive.
That's true.
Jake Hudson says, I agree.
Right there. Did you see her firmware reset? Jesus. Out of nowhere. She's not digging around. She's not moving around. She's not looking for anything. Out of nowhere. She blinked and her eyes just fucking reset. She went. She blacked out and went and got a fish lunch. Holy shit, dude. Watch.
Hudson says, I agree with Lemmy. About you, Aaron. Very positive.
That's true.
Jake Hudson says, I agree with Lemmy about you, Aaron. Well, take your pills.
That's true.
Jake Hudson says, I agree with Lemmy. Thanks, buddy. That's actually very positive.
That's true.
Jake Hudson says, I agree.
It's a good look.
Agree with Lemmy about you, Aaron. Well, take your pills.
April does. Hey, do you want to see the rest of this episode? Join The Overdose or The Overdose Light right here on YouTube now. Get access to most shows that we do immediately right after they air with The Overdose Light membership here on the channel. You don't even have to leave YouTube to support the show and catch most of the content. Join Overdose Light right through YouTube, just like any other membership, and get access today. Or head over to nobodylikesonions.com/overdose and join The Overdose today. Joining The Overdose gets you access to everything in The Overdose Light level, plus even more exclusive content, RSS feeds that come straight to any podcast player of your choice that give you audio versions of every show, every special show, and every bit of bonus content that we have, plus access to the entire archives going back all the way to 2005. Everything this show's ever done. Thousands and thousands of hours of content for you to enjoy. Audio and video only at The Overdose at nobodylikesonions.com/overdose. Overdose or Overdose Light. Your choice. There's never been a better way to support the show. Thanks for subscribing.